Welcome to the Martin Bailey Photography Podcast. Hello, and welcome to this week's Martin Bailey Photography Podcast. This is episode 7. I'm going to be about a day late releasing this. I've had a lot of things to catch up on over the last few days. I've been pretty busy, so I apologize for the lateness. Hopefully, it will be worth the wait. One of the reasons that I'm going to be late, actually, is that I took rather a long time to prepare to record this week's episode. I'm going to talk about something that some people might think is somewhat controversial. So I wanted to get what I say right to prevent people taking what I say the wrong way. But I'm sure there probably will be some people that think I'm maybe being a little bit overzealous. But anyone that is serious about their images, maybe even thinking of making photography their profession at some point, will hopefully appreciate what I have to say. So, to get right to it, many of you at some point, if you have your images published on a website or somewhere for all to see, I'm sure you'll have been contacted by someone, an art director, editor of a newspaper, magazine, someone creating a brochure or some kind of publication, asking if they can use your images. Either right from the start or after a little bit of negotiation, it probably turns out that they have no budget to pay for your image. They want to use it really badly because it's an excellent photo and it's exactly what they want, but they just do not have the budget to buy your image. They'll maybe start to tell you just how many people will see your image in their prestigious publication and offer to put a copyright or credit notice next to the photo so that you'll receive some, quote, invaluable, unquote, publicity. As usual, I really believe that what I talk to you about on this podcast should come from my real-world experiences, and one that this is perfect for to tell you about was that I actually turned down an offer to be published in a very prestigious magazine. I'm not going to mention what it was, but when I checked the circulation for the magazine, it was 13 million. So if I'd have bent to their wishes to use my image for free, I would have had my name seen. You know, not everyone's going to look at it, but I would have had my name printed in a magazine with a circulation of 13 million people. That's a lot of publicity. And you may think I'm crazy for turning it down, but you know, they have the money to pay people to give them their, you know, to allow use of their images. So I stuck to my guns and did not allow my photograph to be used. If you've been in this position, you may have thought, well, you know, if they don't have the funds to pay me, but they really do like the photo, I might as well let them use it. And you might have given up your images for free. I know how tempting this is, because it does feel great to see your images used in some kind of a publication, especially for the first time or if it doesn't happen that often. But allowing your images to be used for nothing, you are doing not only yourself, but photographers the world over a grave injustice. And I'm going to be so bold to say that you must stop this. I know this is a strong statement, but listen on and I'll try and explain why. It's a sad fact that budget to buy images for commercial use is being cut. It's even sadder fact that one of the main reasons for this is because there are so many people out there that will now give up their work for nothing. The people that sign off on the budget to buy art for publications are more and more forcing their art directors or designers to find cheaper or free images. Many photographers do want to be published and quite often wish that one day they can make enough money from their images to maybe pay for their equipment and travel expenses to photographic locations, maybe even aspire to make the jump from photography as a hobby to photography as a profession. Unfortunately, by giving your images away for nothing or next to nothing as a means to get started, you are really doing nothing more than helping to knock the bottom out of the very market from which you one day hope to make a living. you may justify this to yourself thinking, well, I already have all the gear and this is my hobby, so I might as well get the publicity. Or if you settle for a very low price for your images, you'll think maybe, well, at least it's a start. Sure, but you know, you already have the equipment. But would you go to your local garage and ask the mechanic to fix your car for nothing because he's already got all of the tools and skills to do it? Of course not. You know, he may well enjoy his job as well as much as you enjoy taking photographs. But still, you know, he's not going to fix your car for free. So, you know, you invest in your tools to make the images and the time to find the subjects and the patience to take the shot. The shot that's caught someone's eye to the point where they want to use it in their publication. It's only fair that you receive payment for your image if the image is going to be used for commercial gain. Giving your images away for a minimal fee also in very few cases will, as they say, get your foot in the door and lead to more work. More often than not, you'll never hear from that client again. And even if you do, they'll expect to be able to buy your work for the same price or for free, whatever it was, simply because that's what you settled for before. In the odd case where they do pay more for your photo in the future, it's more than likely that what that means is they would have paid more in the past, in the first time you dealt with this person. So you should stick with your negotiations from the start and get the price from the first sale. So what should you do when people contact you requesting to use your work? Well, the first thing is you should find out what they want to use it for. If the intended use will bring them profit, either directly from sales from the publication, for example, or indirectly from sales or business related to the publication, then you should start negotiating the price. Negotiating is tough and demanding. It requires that you switch from being an artistic, creative type to being a shrewd business person. It will mean setting your lowest acceptable price, going a little higher probably, to start the negotiation, knowing that you will have to discount, but you should stick to your lowest price no matter what. Some of my work sells for commercial use. But before I started to enter into negotiations, before I started even really selling photographs, I read one book and referenced a number of others. I found the book Pricing Photography, The Complete Guide to Assignment and Stock Prices by Michael Herron and David McTavish to be the most help. This book will toughen you up for the negotiations that you'll have to face to get your desired price or an acceptable minimum price, or help you to know when to politely walk away from the negotiation. Without making a sale, but with your base price and your pride intact. Also, doing this tactfully, walking away from the negotiation tactfully without burning your bridges, but having shown that you are a professional and serious about your work, you will win the respect of your client and find that they may come back when they do have the money to use your work. After all, if the image that caught their eye really is the exact image that they were looking for, they might even be pushed to go away, get the budget to buy the photo, and then come back to you for this sale. This has actually happened to me in the past. So I do use Pricing Photography as a guide to price my work as well. You know, it's the title of the book. That's one of the main reasons I bought it. I developed a system on my website that asks a potential client all of the requirements, including the type of commercial use, and then mails the results to me and the client. I then look up the price in the book and make any adjustments necessary, which the book also provides guidelines on, before going back to the client with my initial price and start the negotiations. The entire process, of course, could be automated, including giving the client a price online. But that would rob me of the chance to negotiate, which is really where it all starts from. By the way, please don't mail me for a copy of the code to gather this information for a number of reasons. Firstly, I bought a copy of the book, and My code simply enables me to get the answers to the questions from the book in a more structured manner. The point is that I've bought a copy of the book. Basically, I hack things together on my website. I always try to make things that work well, but the code itself, only I really understand. So packaging this up to make it portable for others would take far more time than I really have to put into it. And I would not also have time really to support you. So I really would just prefer if you figure out how to get the necessary information from your potential client yourself. The book is laid out in such a way that you know exactly what questions you'd need to ask based on what type of use your client requires and the type of image they are interested in, if stock photography, or the type of work that they're interested in if this is a photographic assignment. So basically, you can type it out in a mail, all of the questions, probably just in a few minutes, and just ask the necessary questions and then work from there. What I suggest you do is, if you're interested and serious about your photography, is buy yourself a copy of this or a similar book and study yourself. I have started a page on my website this week with some links to photography-related books. They're basically books that I've read and recommend. There's only a few in there right now, but I'm going to start to build up the collection as I get time. The address is www.martinbaileyphotography.com/reading.php, but I'll add a link to the episode notes, and it will also appear on my podcast page under episode 7. So you can jump to the recommended reading page. This is what I'm calling the links, recommended reading, from the quick links section on my top page too. You can also jump to the podcast page from the toolbar at the top of my site or the podcast section on the top page. Now, I've probably sounded pretty mercenary so far, so I want to talk a little about times that I may consider allowing someone to use my images either in exchange for something or for a lower than usual fee. As I mentioned above, one of the first things you need to do when contacted, even if the client has made it obvious that they cannot or will not pay you for your work, is find out what they want to use it for. If it's obvious that their intended use will not bring them any commercial gain, for example, they want to use it on a private non-profit website or in some way related to a charity, again, non-profit, and also, if that's a charity that you would support, then I believe that it's okay for you to continue negotiation. And now, you might think that if you're going to let your images be used for free, why negotiate? This is not really the case. You should still try to get something for your image, even if they aren't prepared to pay and they tell you that straight up from the start. For example, have them put your name by the image with a link back to your photo or to your website, where you might set up a method for people to buy your images and therefore collect some kind of revenue indirectly. At worst, you'll get some publicity. This is incredibly contradictory, but most of us, to some extent, including myself, have charitable hearts. So if you believe in the charity, if that's what it is, or you are sure that the person is definitely not going to use your image for commercial gain, you can make your own decision. You also might want to consider only providing the client with your image at the size they require it, and not just give up your full-sized image. Say, for example, if they want to only use it at 300 pixels wide on their website, don't just throw them the full-size photograph. Now, one last thing which is incredibly important, this is that you must have the client sign a legally binding contract, whether money will exchange hands or not. This will help to prevent the client from simply using your photo commercially anyway, either straight away or in the future if, say, their situation changes and the site becomes a commercial one. Of course, you have to catch them using your image, but that remains the same for just about anything that you have a copy of published on a website, whether you're actually requested from that person or not. People are going to walk away with your images if they're published at a reasonable size on the web. Actually, thinking about it, Dennis Hayes gave some great information on his excellent podcast, The Secrets of Digital Imaging Audio Magazine. I think it was last week. Let me see. Yes, check out October 9th's episode on copyright. I'll also put Dennis's podcast link, a link to the podcast, in this week's notes, just in case you're not already subscribed to this. It's well worth a listen. So, to get back to the contract, whether there will be money exchanging hands or not, your contract will give details of the image and the form in which it's released to the client, the type of use which you will allow, and as precisely as possible, the types of use that you will not allow. Also state the term for which you will allow use. Typically, this will be 1 year, and any extension of that will usually be included as an additional cost, if, of course, you're charging the client a fee. You should include the price also, even if you're not going to be charging a fee. So basically, sounds strange. Basically, what I mean is you want to have like $0, pounds, yen, whatever your local currency. And then state clearly the reasons why you will not charge a fee. You should also include what price it would be if the special agreement did not exist. This should help you to regain that fee in the case of a breach of contract. Note here that I'm not a lawyer. I'm speaking only from my own experiences and what I've read. I will not be held liable for or responsible for any dealings you enter into having listened to this podcast. I give you this information as advice. You should seek legal advice in your own country or read up further yourself before proceeding. The pricing photography book that I mentioned earlier contains a number of contracts that you can use invoices to, that you can use as a base to start from. And also I found another book called Business and Legal Forms for Photographers by Tad Crawford. This also was very, very useful when formulating the contract that I used for stock photography sales. There's also a link to this book on my new recommended reading page. So I hope that this has been of some help. I do think that I've probably upset some people. You know, I know that I'm saying some things here that are pretty bold statements, but I'm serious about my photography. Maybe sometimes I'm too serious about my photography, but I think that not only for your own sake, but for the sake of anybody who is trying to make a living from photography, which is not easy, we need to keep the prices at a relatively high level. They don't need to be sky high, but they need to be enough for people to be able to sell their stock photography, be paid for assignments and make enough money to make a living just from photography. It's a profession and we should protect it. As serious hobbyists or semi-professionals or professionals. So I guess one last thing, I would like to reiterate is that walking away from negotiations without making the sale, but with your base price and your pride intact, it's fine. You know, negotiations, if they're not going the way you want them to, and you walk away without making the sale, that's a successful negotiation. So, bear in mind that if your work was good enough to catch someone's eye in the first place, then it has to be worth paying for. Don't sell yourself short. So, that's about it for this week. I do want to ask you again, as usual, if you have feedback, questions, comments, go to the forum at martinbaileyphotography.com. You can post comments there in the forum, and direct mail me too. It just takes a few moments to register if you haven't already. You can also use the contact form from my site. I've updated the podcast page recently, so I've actually put a contact form right in there, so you can go there and fill in the form and mail me directly from the podcast page or from the contact us page, which you can jump to from a number of places in the site. I look forward to hearing from you and enjoying your company in the forum. Have a great week.
This has been a Martin Bailey Photography Podcast.